Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
You pumped?
Dude, I'm super pumped.
I am so pumped. I could put it through a 2x4 right now. No hands, nothing.
Max pump, no pre-workout.
Nice. I could just pop out a knot hole. That's it. That's how pumped I am. How turned on I am being in the studio.
I could pink sock right now. I am so full of energy.
Is that how you do it? Like, do you pink sock in a moment of panic, like a tail, like a lizard with its tail that breaks off?
It's like a blowfish.
Nice,
blowing up, yeah. Whenever something frightens me, I
wouldn't want to fight a guy that
make
looked
myself
like he
larger.
Crapped his pants. Yeah,
I and make then, myself larger.
Yeah, and then he pulls down his pants to reveal he's actually pink socked. I would definitely get out of Dodge if someone could do that on command in front of me.
There are people that could do that on command.
They are porn stars
videos,
who have had really lengthy 6-month careers.
Exactly. Is that where you're
exactly.
going?
Anytime we go with porn stars, it's an air quote when they're described as people.
Yeah, if you're doing art for anything other than love, it's just prostitution.
Art. Doing art? Is that what you call it?
Porn can be art.
Oh, I thought you were using art as a euphemism for banging. So like you're on Tinder.
I remember art. Yeah, he's on the Bang Bro episodes.
That was
Art Longshaft. That was a great name.
I liked
it. We'll work on it.
All right, everyone. This is Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird name. I'm joined by co-host Pete Maybe.
Hi, guys. Me as always.
Show site in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is up there. It is, I believe, we are going on 10th anniversary come August. So it's not even that far off. Yeah. As one time.
I think it was only good for the last 2 years I've been on it.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, you know, it's just like The Simpsons. It finally got good around season 15 or something.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how it works. Everybody says that.
That's what the fans argue amongst themselves. I remember talking about maybe like our 5th anniversary, and my brother brilliantly quipped, you should play Iron Maiden's Wasted Years. As soon
for
as
your
you...
beginning?
No, just making fun of the
fact
that this has gone nowhere.
Well,
you know
sad.
What? I cannot wait. Till right around that 15th anniversary or something like that, when we're famous.
Yeah.
And I get to stick this show up everyone's bum.
When you get syndicated. You know, I was thinking about earlier seasons, though, and I was wondering if there of your legions of fans that came on over the years, if they don't like me.
No.
Like, if they were like, I miss old John. I miss basement John.
No, I mean, we had like...
Now he's high-rise John.
I'm trying to think of all the people we've had... We haven't had many co-hosts. It's usually been a co-hostess, actually. That was kind of the experiment for a long time. A lot of a revolving door. Like at one point, I remember we might have started with this girl named Rachel O-ring.
Oh.
Like one of those weird kraut names, O-H-E-R-I-N-G.
Oh, yeah. I was going to make a bad joke.
Something.
There's a lot of Rachels.
Oh, yeah.
And Jessicas.
No, there's a Rachel, and then I think my brother disclosed on air that she had herp. Which she had confided in me. So that
was she in
that.
The room?
No, like she was from North Carolina, so she would just dial in. And this was back when we did it live and took callers. So maybe like 8 weeks in, I was like, hey, look, it's kind of not working out. I don't want to.
I can feel your herp. It's
exactly.
Gross.
Well, I wanted to take calls now and again. Yeah. And it was just, it's a weird energy when someone is calling in and you can't like, look them in the eye as you talk to them, or in your case, gaze upon their pink sock as you try to make yourself bigger and assert your alpha male dominance of the room.
As one does.
Yeah. No, it was slightly awkward with Rachel because, like, she told me that early on. She's like, I got herp from, like, the second dude that boned me. And I was like, that is a raw
Bummer.
Deal.
Bummer, yeah.
Ironically,
it really
it was
raw.
Yeah, it was a raw deal they gave it to
raw.
Her. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't say that on air. I don't know. It's been a long time since
whatever.
We talked. Yeah, they've cured herpes by now, right?
I'm sure
like,
she's
you can't
fine.
Even complain.
Yeah.
I'm,
she's grown to live with
she's
it.
She's on H-date.
She'll be okay.
Yeah.
Is there H-date?
I think.
I was like, because if you made that up, that's awesome. And
no, I'm pretty
totally
sure
be
there's
a thing.
H-date. Yeah.
Yeah.
H-date and an HIV date.
I was going to say.
So she kept saying, like, I need to come up and, like, do a live show with you, and then we can, like, hang afterward. And I was just constantly like,
Kibosh.
And eventually she was like, I'm not trying to bang you if that's what you're thinking. Like, she could tell. I think she was trying to bang me, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me, sweetheart.
I know
you're trying to bang me.
I weighed a lot less back then. and wasn't as gray and
you're
just
all muscly.
Everything was better. Bam. Yeah, I was actually in shape back then.
Boom, boom.
And she could pick up that I was afraid. Because I don't know about you. Like, even if you knew a girl had the big H, like, if you just spent, like, 8 hours together and it's, like, 3 a.m, you're several drinks deep, you're, like, half drunk just from being tired and up, like, past 1 or 2.
Yeah.
I probably would have gone for it.
Ooh.
And like,
oh, the big H.
Well, not trying
not the
actively
biggest H.
to get it. Oh, the hibby?
The little H?
The little H, yeah. Herpes spelled with all lowercase. Like,
yeah, little H.
Like Facebook, just lowercase F, lowercase H.
I mean, knowing that, then no. I guess.
Even if you were somehow able to get it up for a rubber, which I know is like a feat unto itself for any man,
right?
Really. Yeah.
It's rough in general.
Like if I'm in it enough to actually wear a condom, I'm very excited.
And this
like,
is bad. This doesn't work, but I honestly don't know if I have an answer for that unless that situation happens. Rachel, if you would just call in, we'll see where we can take this.
Call in, let us know if they've cured your herpes yet.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have, we can go at it.
You or me?
What?
I at least need to know what I would
how
do
about,
in that
situation. How about I make you have sex with her? And then if you don't get herpes, she's safe.
Okay.
I think that's how it works,
that's
right?
Am I like trying your food for you?
Yeah, you're like my tester.
Your royal jester?
Yeah.
Your royal tester.
You'll eat the quail and see if it's poisoned by that horrible archduke that wants to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're fine, I'll dig in.
This pie tastes just fine,
pheasant.
Joffrey.
Yeah. Exactly. You're getting where I'm going with it. So yeah, she wanted to come up and I think smoke the bone. And we didn't do that because when someone's hours away and it's not 3 a.m, you're like, I'd prefer not having herpes.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You're already over there. Like, let's not complicate this by making you here.
And your herpes.
And then I have to make decisions.
Over there. So there was her. There was a girl named Kate who was in here for like a year.
Also had herpes. Yeah. I thought you were listing off like chicks you knew had herpes. Okay.
Kate had herpes all over. It looked like Santa's beard, but herpes.
Kate was the second.
I think
co-hostist.
So. Yeah. Kate actually don't know her herpes status. Don't believe she had herpes. There's Veronica.
Never saw her test.
I sound like DXM naming all the ladies he's banged in the delightfully, lightheartedly named "What These Bitches Want" in the censored version.
Who can really remember though?
Yeah, you know, sometimes these bitches just want to be held and loved, Dark Man X. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, Dark Man.
Turning your paradigm on its head, whatever that means. It sounded like I knew what it meant, though. It was only more recently I said that we had the guy hosts, I guess. I don't remember my own show much. It's been 10 years. Like, ask me
what
my life was like at 27.
Couldn't tell.
I had more hair and I was less fat. That's the answer.
I had started my job just like a year ago, and that's it. That's all I can remember about it. I was living with my parents, and I had just started this new job. That's the only thing I remember about 27.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I completely agree with you. Who was the next one?
What, the hostess?
Yeah. I want to get a list of people here.
There's a guy, Joel
making a
Goldstein
list.
Was on for a bit. Oh, my buddy, my former roommate, Leo Reynolds, was there for a bit. A friend of mine, Matt Ganoza,
cool
was
name.
There for a bit. Leo Reynolds.
Yeah.
Leo was funny.
Like
he was a black guy, and he would always just lie to white chicks and tell them he was on The Wire.
Of course he's a black. Like, I already thought he was cool. It's like, should have put two and two together.
And he used to have, like, one of those little Billy D. Williams mustaches that only brothers cultivate.
Hella confident.
It's like black men and John Waters have the same mustache. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only
one of them.
Yeah, the
gets
only
to
two
slay.
Groups
yeah.
that mustache is allowed on. And I honestly don't remember who we had kind of before. Maybe Oathman for a time. It's been a mixed bag, but you've hung in there a long time.
Yeah, I love this show.
Good,
it's great, and I love the listeners.
Yeah,
so if there's anyone's out there that think you know I shouldn't be here.
That's how I thought anyone who was on the show should feel, even if it's not the biggest thing. What else are you doing with your day? Where else are you going to get your voice heard
those people,
by anyone? Yeah, those people. Are you talking about the Leo Reynolds people?
No.
That's where I thought
heavens
you were going
no.
with that. Heavens to Murgatroyd. So we're recording this Friday, 8 p.m.
I didn't even get to do my voice bit.
You want to do it? Snagglepuss.
Heaven's the Murgatroyd.
Heaven's the Murgatroyd. You just have to do the gayest voice possible. And somehow that was a beloved...
Exit stays left.
That was a beloved cartoon character from the somewhat conservative... Like, where was Hanna-Barbera? That's like late 60s-ish?
How... yeah, sure. I'll go with that.
I can do two Hanna-Barbera voices.
Conservative?
I can do snap. I'm just saying
not as conservative,
those times
I think
were more
Tex
conservative.
Avery cartoons, right?
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, there was like Bugs Bunny nips the nips. Like certain things were more allowed back then. Some things were less allowed. Yeah.
Who chortles? Who chortles?
It was a fruity chortle. Like it had a little queer E accent mark at the end. Oh. You did a little French chortlet. Yeah.
Gotta get laid.
So it was funny. Oh, God.
Probably this weekend.
Oh, really? Are you bragging? You're dealing in that currency? The currency of kitty?
You know me, son.
I am definitely not getting laid. Not unless pay for it.
I'm probably not either.
Oh, I thought you were kind of doing okay in that department. Because we're both...
I could be, but I'm a busy man who wants to keep a tight schedule of actually getting F8 shit done.
Oh, okay. F8 S-word.
And seriously, because that gets in the way. I'm like in that George Costanza stuff now where I'm like, it's too much trouble to court a lady.
Before or after he had sex with the Portuguese waitress.
When you were trying to... oh, God. I hope before.
Before. That's when he's smart. He then blows one inside the Portuguese waitress and puts the test tubes to his head and goes, what are these for? Nanu, nanu, take me to your leader. I believe that is the direct quote.
I bet you're right. You're pretty smart.
I'm more right
things.
Than I'm wrong. Smart, autistic. Why do we got to put labels on things?
But I'm going to dry out on... I'm going to dry some vag because I just...
Hey, man, it's... I would say it's like the one currency
gotta keep busy.
We can't buy. Like it's the one thing you have to earn in life, but no, you can buy puzz. I mean, that's literally they call it the world's oldest profession. I never have.
Not
I don't know if I want
to
go that route. One of these days. I think if I did it, I would insist on doing it in my mom's home and just making it awkward for everyone. Just
Mom?
Yeah, getting an in call.
I'd like you to meet Mercedes.
Or no, there's in call and out call. I know a lot of terminology for someone that hasn't done it. Let's just say maybe I've read through back pages a lot
and just
contemplated it and never pulled the trigger.
So when you were reading the back pages, did you have to like, you were like, I see that word a lot. And then like you write it down. So then you start having this diary and you're like, what could the word mean?
Yeah, what does A to M mean? I see, well, there's in call and out call. And I forget, I believe in call is when you visit them. And you get to have sex in their what must just be disgusting linens.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
if you go to a hooker's house or apartment or wherever hookers live, like a den.
Where does a hooker live?
Yeah, is there like a beehive of whores?
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, ask Jeeves if you want to
really
get
call
the bottom of things.
Wait, yeah, what do you call like
a
group
a
of hookers?
A coven of whores.
Oh, that's it.
So, murder? Maybe a murder? A pod?
Oh, no, I get
a pod of hookers?
A gaggle.
Oh, you and Circle but takes the square. Yeah. So you can go to their house, but if you walked into a hooker's place and there wasn't like an industrial washer and dryer, like something I would see in the bowels of a hotel, would you want to perform? Like if you show up to a hooker's house, you, Pete Maybe, Christian name, and it's just like a messed up bed that looks like a college kid rolled out of it 10 minutes ago. And you can like faintly smell, let's just say, salt water in the air.
I was going to say, it's probably just as dirty as a college kid's.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to perform.
Less socks.
At all. Like, I don't want fresh sex that you had outside of me in the air.
Yeah, let's roll around in sex while having sex.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Like, do you want to roll into a cold puddle? And then be like,
oh,
please
boy.
Tell me that was you. And she's like, yes.
I never get wet anymore. Yeah. Like, this is gross.
This job disgusts me. So, no, that was definitely another man's formerly hot seed. So
please tell me you're eating a McChicken.
I don't want to do that, but I think it would be really great to get an out call and then just make my mom answer the door. Or, like, I would silently try to open the door while my mom is passed out in the chair next to the front door with one of my two cats in her lap. And I think it'd be great
Mom, like, get the door.
Yeah, if we were cartoon characters, we would be on our little tippy toes like Fred Flintstone. You hear like as we walked past into my room for like really quiet, really hushed boning.
Would you? Would you want it? Or would you want it to be like kind of loud and weird? You're like, hey,
I would be very respectful of my mother,
I
sir.
I would slip you another 20 to start singing the national anthem.
I would slip her. I'd give her a Hamilton, and I would say, this is for you to be as quiet as you actually inwardly want to be in this moment. This is for you to be as disinterested as you actually are while having sex with a John. And she would be like, this is great. Can I literally text while you're doing your business?
Can I read a book?
Yeah. And I'd be like, yes, by all means.
You have books?
What are these? Hieroglyphics? That's English language, dumb bitch. That got a little dark. Yeah, can't say I've ever really, really considered it. Something fundamentally gross about it. I don't. Maybe I need to bone more. Maybe I need to bone more to the point.
I also think it's like a pride thing where you're like, you're supposed to earn that.
Let's boil it down to what it's really about. If there were no STDs and unwanted pregnancies in this world, I would be doing that every day at lunch.
Be buying them out of vending machines.
Yes, exactly. I would laugh at the word condom because it wouldn't be in our tongue, so it would just sound like cucamonga, like something very fake. Sounds silly. Condom? Ho, ho, ho. And then I would, just go to town. But all these bad things exist. And knowing my luck, I'd get Rachel Oring'd because karma's a bitch. And that's what happens when you say someone has herp on air.
Yeah.
Then the hookers give it to you.
Yeah.
That's it, Deuteronomy 2:44.
Yep. Don't make fun of handicapped kids.
Yeah.
And then have
is herpes
some of
a
your
handicap?
Own.
Do you get to? Do you get
I'm
the
just,
little cripple space
do
plate?
You
with
get,
it?
Yeah. You could.
I guess if it's a real like
You're
if
like,
you really
hey,
one of those outbreaks.
Hurts.
Yeah. Like I don't want to walk on this.
Not walking the whole parking lot. Are you
it
kidding me?
It looks like the turf of the Martian down there.
I don't want to walk across this whole strip club parking lot. I need the handicap parking.
So we have disclosed this is our Friday night. We are two wild and crazy guys. You 31, me freshly 36. We're both now single, I think, for about a month each, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Last text message. So I guess we had broken up before that, but the last text message was sent on like February 6th. No, 18th.
Okay.
So just a couple days after Valentine's.
Mm. Or Valentine's, as we call it in the community.
That's what I always say. And we had been broken up, I guess, almost non-officially before that. But she'd moved her stuff out a week later. Yeah, whatever. A month.
There you go. Semantics. A month. I'll let you know how I'm spending my wild Friday night because a man too lazy to even do much of a profile on Tinder and then just picking the least flattering Facebook pictures possible because I'm like, they might as well know what they're getting.
You sounded like you were about to get into an episode of Twilight Zone. You were like, a man too lazy.
A man lying in his filth in a world where a kitty can be gotten via
so you're
the
on
touch
Tinder now?
Of an app. I'm on Tinder now.
What do you have for photos?
I think legit it is a picture. It's a picture of a puppy licking my face because
I was just about to say, if you do not have a dog in there, you're doing it wrong.
No, what I should get to be accurate is a picture of me in my masturbation chair, as I playfully call it, in my bedroom.
Yes.
Which
a masturbatorium.
Yeah, exactly. My throne of jizz and just my cats, one on each side of me, like on the arms of the chair.
With a
and then shirtless
Dr. Claw hand.
Exactly, metal gauntlet. I got that picture, and then me in my yellow Elvis shirt that I got from Target 8 years ago, and will continue to proudly wear until it turns into a dandelion, and I can just go on
it. It's a good picture of you in that shirt with homeboy from the radio, Dennis.
Oh, no, this is just me in front of a plate of food, because I'm a pig. And I'm smiling.
Not the best image.
Yeah, just me sitting there.
Was it a salad? Down.
Some Vietnamese crap.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a translucent egg roll, the healthy kind. You can see the shrimp right through it.
Did you write things like loves international foods and travel?
I think I just said like I do comedy stuff, and I don't like getting people via this app because I want my abs and my millions to speak for me. And then I said if they believe that, they get what they deserve.
Nice.
Yes. I think what sucks, though, is I added even more unflattering pictures and a woman of 44 with just massive breasts who had liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can work with this. I put up more of the crappy pictures and she unliked me, apparently.
Ew.
And I was like, that's not fun. How dare you?
What a jerk.
You had the biggest bosoms of the bunch. Your loss most keenly felt.
Damn.
Yeah.
Floppy.
I was not a
Come
fan
back here.
Of, yeah, exactly. I want to drown in your huge.
That's a bummer,
44
man.
44-year-old, almost almost half a century on this earth.
So you didn't want to mention that you were maybe like an adventurer or something? I don't know if you've looked at these profiles. By the way.
No, I still really hate it. I still find it gross.
We were also on it very shortly earlier in the car, as soon as we pulled up to the parking lot, just to kind of see what was in the area.
Yes.
Wildly different.
Well, I have
people
my...
showing up on mine and people showing up on yours.
Oh yeah, I think like Tinder has an algorithm that shows like the caliber of guy who's using it, and I'm already like you're in the show, like you're in spring training right now, and I'm like one of those guys that washed out of the majors years ago, and I'm like fighting for a spot on the Prince William Cannons.
Farm league or something.
Yeah. Like
you're an understudy. I'm actually a principal.
I am Kevin Costner in Bull Durham. Like I want one more shot at something.
Yes, I vaguely remember that movie.
That's a good film.
I do remember it being good.
That'll do.
But that's all I have.
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah, so I don't really like Tinder. Like maybe in another month I'll be geared up to actually put some effort into the profile, but right now I'm just like I legit will just talk to people. If someone was like come over and bone me, I'd be like, you're disgusting wanting to have sex with me. Like, do you not see me? Like have
but,
have some respect for yourself.
Are you gonna say that? No, you'd be like, is it far?
I would just be like, you know what, this is 2017. Can we not just send each other pictures? You send your misleading nudes. I'll send my misleading nudes. We all get, you know.
That's how it works.
Yeah, we get to finish off in the comfort of our own home, and then I can sit around waiting for, I don't know, what the hell's on Netflix now?
Are we finishing with these pictures or are these starters? Honestly, I get pictures. They're starters. Finish somewhere else.
What do you mean a starter?
Like,
that's how they start the conversation.
No,
you're that attractive
so
that a woman's just like, here's my BH.
Pictures and finishing. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've rarely ever finished to...
Oh, what am I, 8?
Yeah, I was gonna
say. I see a nude that was sent to me and that one photo's enough for the entire job? No, it's enough to trigger me.
I'm curious because a lot of people,
no.
Different strokes for different folks.
No, like, not an insult to any woman who's ever sent me pics, but, like,
this
it's
isn't getting
rare.
The bust.
Probably not. It's more like you've given an alcoholic, like... that first beer to start the evening at like 8 or 9 p.m. Like, I'm at 3 in the morning deep throating like a handle of Absolute.
Yeah.
Like,
just
like, things progress.
He went to the bar, and when you guys weren't paying attention, he didn't tell the waitress, but he went to the bartender and started his own tab.
Yeah, yeah. And then I said like 3 shots, and she's like, oh, you're buying for your friends? I'm like, you can assume that.
Yes. Of
and
course
then,
I am.
Yeah, you just knock them down.
You don't mind, I'm going to take these to the restroom.
You're a potty drinker, too?
I have done that before when I was underage. I was in the military. Terrible time to be underage when you're in the military and everybody's drinking.
And you brewed a delicious toilet wine?
I did, no. So what I would do is my friend Devante would...
Korean?
Yes, of course. How could you tell? He would buy a drink, and it was a one-person, like the place we were at was a one-person stall, lock the door. He would go into the bathroom, just leave it on the top.
Okay.
And I would just be the next person to come in after, and I would grab a drink, and I would drink it in there.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
He would just
didn't
leave.
Explain that well, but you would just leave it on the top of the toilet.
Yeah.
I would be the next person in line.
Like you would leave a Glade air freshener.
Yes, exactly. Right next to the Glade air freshener.
And you would come in and just drink whatever.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I would even come out with it sometimes because you just couldn't get it at the bar. You know, and a lot of people aren't walking around checking to see if you have an ID now. They check it at the bar.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay, so you are
So there you go, kids.
Drinker.
There's a way to get around that.
Just have your friend.
pass it off in the bathroom.
Slippy booze in the bathroom, and then you walk out, and suddenly you've established you're a drinker. So
I wonder how it all started.
Oh, yeah.
How did it get so bad? Literally started low. So it's like, you're not going anywhere.
It's almost textbook. Yeah, so I will be really half-heartedly Tindering, not really caring. Because at this point, I've gotten so little action in the course of, like, the latter chunk of my relationship. If someone's like, wow, you must be in, like, a rush to get laid. It's like a guy who's already gone the whole day without eating. You're like, at this point, I might want to just skip dinner, see if I can do it.
Yeah.
Like, the wind's at my back, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I want to go another year without getting some. What do I care?
I completely understand that.
Yeah. No,
we've all had that thought.
The reality of it freaked me out when it was kicking in, but now it's just a warm bath I'm sitting in called celibacy.
And eventually you're going to get laid and everything's going to spark.
Something will happen. Yeah, exactly. I'll probably get laid at like 42 and then be like, oh my God, I wasted my youth.
Meh.
Exactly.
Overrated.
I really just want to...
You won't have any germs.
I just want to get famous and like bang girls off stage. Is that too much to ask? Like just to...
That is the least they could offer.
I just want to be like 30-minute special on Comedy Central famous and get some head.
Yes.
I feel like in Trump's America, in I can ask for
room.
Things like that. Yeah. I want to
get your other comedian
a plate
friends.
Of chicken fingers.
Rub it in their face.
And make a woman wear a bellhop hat so I can put the plate of chicken fingers on
like
top
Dunstan
of her head.
Like Dunstan checks in. I've
exactly
always wanted that fantasy.
Exactly, like getting a head from Dunstan.
Yeah.
And... I eat, I have my honey mustard, and then I complete in her mouth.
Yes.
All of my vices at once.
You say you're eating chicken tenders?
Yeah, chicken tenders.
Of course, perfect bar food. Honey, dude, like, I'm salivating right now.
Exactly.
We have to be at that level.
Orangutan blowjobs, chicken fingers, honey mustard.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I will, at that point, anybody who comes to me after orangutans... Simians.
I can hear the opening chords.
Reptiles.
To
any
Brooks
kind of weird
Dunn's
chicks out there.
Only in America, as I describe this scenario. You haven't heard it, have you?
No, what is it?
Oh, you haven't heard cheesy ass.
Squirrels.
You haven't heard cheesy ass only
Snow
in America.
Bunnies.
It's one of those country songs where a man describes things that can, like, literally happen probably in any country that isn't a horrible dictatorship. But somehow, those on the right have gotten it in their head that only we have freedom in this country. Somehow, only we have freedom, despite the fact, you know, like, look, the video starts with somewhere in America. I've actually never watched the video. I think we're looking at, are we going over farmland? Is that their thing? Hold on, this is stupid.
Can I see it?
You want to see it? This is only in America. Do you know what the song's about?
Sun coming up.
Things that happen only in America. The sun's coming up on New York City, despite the fact we hate it and all its Jews.
In a traffic jam.
Oh, look, there's a Spanish lady driving the bus in the video. Why? And there's a black kid on the bus she's driving?
Whoa.
Okay.
Only in America.
Yeah, what are these lefty sissies trying to show? I want a white driver and a white bus, goddammit.
This is the America the liberals want.
Yeah, this is disgusting. They're like really, at least one of them is massively right-wing, by the way. Like, so I don't even know why he let that happen in the video. They must have spliced that footage in afterwards.
Yeah. Don't tell him.
Yeah, like they probably just set up, like took some CRT footage from, is that what I'm looking for? Closed circuit TV?
Yeah.
CCT? Some
CCTV.
Yeah, CCTV footage from like a bus in Idaho. And they're like, this is the bus they're going to show in the video, Kicks. Oh, that's good. Like some Children of the Corn looking sons of bitches. And then, yeah, this looks like a bus out of goddamn Black Hawk Down. That wouldn't play with Mr. Kicks and or Dunn.
No,
not so much. I definitely remember a couple tweets saying not the nicest things about one Barry Obama from one of the two of them.
Oh God.
Yeah. So Kicks and Dunn. Or Kicks? Brooks and Dunn.
I was like,
it's Ronnie Kicks.
I don't know who the
Brooks.
Hell Kicks is.
I forget. Yeah. Brooks and Dunn. Whatever.
Yeah. Brooks and Dunn.
It's like any group whose name sounds like a Civil War battle, they're a country group. Like, the Battle of Brooks and Dunn took place here. We lost 20,000 men in 2 hours to dysentery.
I can't think of any...
what everyone died of in the Civil War, to all you kids who never paid attention to anything. Everyone died of
dysentery. I like that bit, John. Remember that.
Just everyone died of dysentery?
Everyone died of dysentery. Remember the bit that just about like Civil War names and country music bands?
Oh, okay.
Boop.
Yeah, boop. Yeah.
Put it in the notebook.
The Battle of Garth Brooks. See, it works for everything.
The Sugarland Skirmish. I can't think of too many bands. I'm trying, though. Really trying.
I know of Alabama.
Right? There you go.
Yeah. There was a battle in Alabama, maybe.
The Succession of Alabama.
Look at me acting like I know history, and then it blows up in my face horribly, like anything else should.
I just drawn a blank.
Yeah, my Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
My Friday night. I am going home to a woman that I have been in love with since I was 8 years old. She's thin, she's blonde, she's got an ass to die for.
Ooh, who's that?
Princess Zelda.
Oh,
that's goddamn who.
Man.
Princess Zelda.
Man.
Oh.
Let
what's
get
up
all
with
Z's
that
on
reaction?
You.
No.
Man.
Man, I am going to play that new Zelda game, Breath of the Wild. I lose it for Zelda games more than any other video game, and I'm losing it for this Zelda more than other Zeldas. Like, I am playing, I'm not exaggerating, 6 hours a day.
You know, I've been playing that game too, and I agree. That is an amazing game.
It's as good as it gets, sir. It has actually, for those that don't know about the game, imagine a huge, like, almost continent-sized world that you're just exploring. There's stuff to do. I see what you did there. There's
you always do it. I never get to do
you
it.
You just wander. You just wander. Like, legit, this is the culmination of 25, 30 years of collected... 30 years. Zelda just had its 30th anniversary. So 30 years of collected video game data that they have just learned over and over what makes a game more and more and more addictive. And they've bundled it all into Breath of the Wild, and now I don't need reality. Now I just go into Breath of the Wild, I pick mushrooms, I cook them.
A hard time going into reality. We were driving here, and you were like, we could climb that, get a whole lay of
the
land.
The entire,
like, why would we do that? You're like,
the way
I don't
Breath
know,
of the
it
Wild
feels
works,
good.
There's just towers you climb, and you look at the land all around you, and then you bust out, like, in essence, a tiny hang glider. And then you glide down.
It's really just like a tied-up shirt.
And if you want to know how screwed up I am from playing this game for maybe 36 hours a day, I will look at towers now. Like radio towers, TV towers, just large buildings. And I'll be like, I wonder how much of the lay of the land I could see from that. I wonder how far I could glide.
Right.
If, like you said, I just took a T-shirt and held it out. And made a little parachute for myself.
You'd be
if
the
I
first
jumped
person
off this,
to die from Breath of the Wild.
Oh, God. Just what a way to go.
Yeah, you it's know? Not bad, man. You're like, if I'm going to leave a legacy, it's going to be with Zelda.
Just being dumb.
Right behind
exactly.
Me.
That way they can dedicate the new one to me.
Yeah.
Use my face and all the imaging warning kids to not,
like
murder
the,
their parents.
The secret programmers writing in the original Zelda.
I think it was I think it was number 3.
Or maybe
where,
3.
Where there was like a room you could enter
you
via
could
a
enter,
glitch.
Yeah, and it was like,
it was
hello.
Like, hello, Brian, or something. Yeah, spelled out in rupees. And that is the moment where we lost our audience. That is where everyone just said, okay.
These nerds aren't getting laid.
No, we're really not.
In
so,
case you didn't believe us before.
I am legit going to Zelda it up, and then I might watch Gentleman Broncos.
What the hell is that? Honestly, although... I would know what it was, though, if you said Gentleman Broncos 5.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
Then I could take a guess.
That it does sound like a movie that has roughly 17 sequels to it.
Mm-hmm.
And one that depicts, let's just say it, semen entering men.
Yes.
That's what Gentleman Broncos sounds like. Gentleman Broncos is the third and, I believe, final movie by the guy that did Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
Were you a Napoleon Dynamite guy?
You have mentioned this movie before. I do like that movie a lot. I like character
the first
actors.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. I love Dynamite. Napoleon Dynamite. That was, if you want to know how old I am, Napoleon Dynamite is the first time where something was catching on with people slightly younger than me, and I had to like look back and play catch up. Like all these kids like high schoolers were like, yes, Napoleon Dynamite, vote for Pedro, get it, man?
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this dumbass they're talking about? And then I watched it.
And then you voted for Pedro.
I liked it a lot. I was like, I don't really know what I saw here, but if you, I'm sorry, if you've never quoted like Kip saying like, well, we've been talking online for a couple hours every day, so I guess you can say it's getting pretty serious.
Exactly. Yeah. If you haven't said quesadillas.
Fix me a dang, or fix yourself a dang quesadilla, Napoleon. Or exactly. Talked about throwing a football over a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Or like hurled a steak in the face of someone. There's so much. La Fonda. I like the casual racism of La Fonda, by the way. Like, yeah. Get the joke? She's black. He's dating a negress. You know, like you look back, there's certain things that didn't age particularly well. Not that I'm not laughing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just great that there's a gag. Like, they're interracial. This is not a white woman
at all.
Yeah. I love that concept.
I think, why can't that happen?
I've
seen John Stender profile.
So,
there's pics.
Oh, God.
His matches are great.
No, man. My Tinder profile.
A lot of the fondas.
All of my matches look like women you would find in a dress barn in La Plata, Maryland. Or Upper Marlboro.
For those of you familiar with the area.
Yeah. For those familiar with the D.C. area, you'll get where I'm going with that. So, Napoleon Dynamite made that dude's career. Jared something, or I forget what his name was.
I always forget his name.
Yeah, I think he had a wife like Jerusha. Because I believe he's Mormon, so they have to talk like Bible people.
He looks Mormon. I never even thought about that.
Yeah. So I guess he had like a cat named Nebuchadnezzar, or, you know, just everything is biblical with those people.
Oh, is he wearing his long johns underneath everything?
Are those his sex pants?
His magical long johns. They wear magical long johns.
They get
like sealed by the hand of God, and they have magical long johns.
Can you fart and like it holds it in?
It does.
Because that would be magic. If I could just...
Old charcoal
everywhere.
Pattern.
Yeah, exactly. And just nothing comes out.
No, that is a thing.
So
I need to look up more on Mormons because I lived there, but I remember somebody just absolutely crapping on that.
Do they get into the fact that 95% really of silly. Mormons are very attractive and their women confuse me? And I've banged,
not enough people do that.
I've banged a Mormon
but they
or two.
Are so hot.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I like
talk
the
about dirty
that
fallen
all the time.
Mormons.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I was boning out one, like. Every week she'd be like, I have to be good. I have to be good.
Oh,
like,
mine had
we've
none
gotta,
of that.
We've got to stop. Like, I have to be good.
Mine was a dirty lush that I raw dogged the first day.
6 hours later, we were having sex all weekend. Nice. All weekend.
Nice.
She's actually the first. She's the person I've had a threesome with.
Wow.
It's like, whoa. But that's the same
and
chick
the other
that
chick was like Jewish for a weird interfaith.
Oh, thing. God. That would. Yeah, you know what? Now I only watch interfaith porn. You know me. That
Jews
is a thing.
If
that is not a thing. That needs to be
it's
a thing.
It's probably massive in the heartland.
Please.
Like,
I need
that's
that.
Their version of black on white cuckold porn.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Jewish
like,
guy just hammering some Episcopal.
It's like some dude in his freaking rancher.
His
and
big
his,
circumcised
this homo-
cock. His yarmulke.
Well, I'm just saying, well, because it's the same kind of thing where, like, this big homophobic rancher dude
mm-hmm.
who secretly has, like, some, you know, hidden stash away, like, called, like, big dongs for the back.
That was creative.
For the lack of not being creative.
Yeah. Large penis gay porn he has in a container.
So hard talking. It's exactly like that, but... If there is not such a thing as interfaith relations,
Google
porn,
interfaith
I need
porn
that.
When we get home.
I
when
bet, we get home.
I bet to
right
people.
Now.
Yeah, I know. I like how I'm acting like we have to get back to our CompuServe and our 28.8 modems.
Also, when we get home.
Yeah, when we get home. My best interest. So we were talking. Okay, Napoleon Dynamite. That movie. Gave that dude like carte blanche for his second movie, which was. Hold on, let me look up director. Napoleon
I don't know.
Dynamite.
I'm still trying to think. I don't know. A little slow right now. I'm still trying to think of like gay rancher porn magazine names.
Okay, Jared Hess was his name. Like, let me look up Jared Hess' wife.
I don't
Jared.
I want to run something with
wife.
Cattle rods.
The weird name. Jerusha. I somehow got it. And Jerusha looks like she could be Jared's brother. Bit of a fierceness to that look.
Yes. The Mormon I was dating looked very similar. Or her brother, I don't know. He was sort of effeminate, so kind of looked more like her.
Oof. All right, so Jared Hess. Like, Jared Hess, looking at him, do you think Hollywood, not to really get into the faith stuff, but do you think Hollywood took one look at him and was like, sure, my fellow Hebrew, here's $100 million to make a film. And then afterward, he's like, I'm actually Mormon. And they're like, what? And the movie had been made by that point. Because he certainly... Again, not to offend all of my Jewish friends. I don't think I have many left anymore because I'm going nowhere in life. Like, they all ascended well past me.
We can't pick you up anymore, John.
Looks like he belongs in the Hollywood Directors Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you're watching the video, I made...
You pantomimed something.
I did something.
So, Napoleon Dynamite
comes
out. And
it was showing my uncut cock.
Yeah. And for, like, I think a budget of $18 to $22 in that range... He makes this just a money machine. It's printing dollar bills. Like,
yeah.
People are going nuts, not only for the film, but the merch. Like, how many GD Vote for Pedro shirts did you see?
A lot of them.
Hollywood the next time, because Hollywood is anything if original.
Yeah.
So they're just like, oh, you make money. Make us money again.
Make Napoleon Dynamiter.
Can you make a sequel immediately? So he makes, I believe, Nacho Libre.
Oh, that was the second one?
The
okay.
wrestling film starring Jack Black.
What a piece of garbage.
To this day, the only film... I was on a date, too, with a Jewish chick. So there you get faith,
nice.
The faith stuff again. The only film I've ever nodded off during. And
oh,
I just... I
miserable.
Woke up and
so
I was
boring.
Angry that I'd only, like, micro-napped. I was like, why am I not waking up to credits? Why am I still seeing this?
I should have been well-rested, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. You made me do this.
You can't get your money back now.
Yeah, at least let me get an hour of Napola under the belt. So, follows, in a weird way, the pattern established by Napoleon Dynamite. And I think it actually wears, like, white guy, little Latino sidekick. And I believe the same guy again, Efren Ramirez.
Yes.
So, that one tanks pretty hard. Like, did not meet expectations. Not a good movie, from what I recall.
No.
Like, it really tried to constrain Jack Black. Like,
so
if you get... Jack Black's
slow.
One of those dudes. If I get Jack Black, play Jack Black. Like, that's kind of... Unless
that's what we want.
Yeah, it's what... Give the people what they want. So, the third one comes out, and they give him a budget of, I think, like, $5 million. Like, his wing's been clipped pretty hard. They're like, look, maybe it was a sophomore slump thing. You're not getting the keys to the kingdom anymore.
Yeah.
We'll let you make one of your weird movies, though. And we'll see if Napoleon was a fluke or if the Jack Black extravaganza was a fluke. And this might shock you, but they make a third movie starring, get this, a dorky-looking white guy.
Whoa.
And involving a little Latin sidekick.
Where did
not
he get
by
that idea?
Efren Ramirez this time, but like a really,
well,
really.
Because they couldn't afford him by this time.
At this point, Efren Ramirez is like Corpse 6 on CSI.
He was like, did you know that I was in that Jason Statham movie? I ain't doing this shit more.
he was over it. Like, they literally could not afford their own creation at this point.
Good call.
Thank you. So they get this weird looking dude, and the concept is. A kid author gets ripped off by a famous sci-fi author played by Jermaine Dupri, but that was Janet Jackson's ex.
Jermaine?
Is it Jermaine?
There's no R, yeah.
Okay,
we're talking
I hate
about
that
one
guy
of the
Concords. Yeah, one of the Concords, yeah. The famous one.
Yeah, Jermaine Clemens?
Jermaine Clemens, you got it. Wow, that is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I better learn that
no,
Jermaine is Steve down in New Zealand or whatever crap hole country
friggin'
he's from.
Better be.
Yeah, because if that's just like an artistic thing.
Don't like it.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like John without the O
Get
and you can
out of
suck
our country.
Mine. Pretty much, yeah.
Not like, my USA.
Exactly. For
Jermaine.
Once, I understand foreigner hate if it's Jermaine, but not J-U-H. Like, at least spell it the way it wants to be spelled. If
no,
you're
it's,
do that
it's
to
exactly,
us.
And then they just drop the
O. Oh, nuts to that, I say. Pardon my French.
Nuts!
So, the movie, it isn't even like a guilty pleasure of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a genuinely bad movie.
Okay.
That, for some reason, anytime I can stream it, anytime it's added to like Netflix, I illegally downloaded it and watched it multiple times.
It's
bleep the illegal on that.
It's bad, but it gets added to Netflix. Oh, that's a dumb question.
It's
There's
on,
a lot of crappy
on
movies on
HBO
Netflix.
It's on HBO right now. That's how I watched it for maybe not exaggerating the fifth time.
Wow.
And like I can't, it isn't, again, something that I would really recommend to other people, because if you watch this, you would resent me. Oh, by the way, same intro montage style of Napoleon Dynamite, where like instead of the names being done in cafeteria food to like We're Gonna Be Friends by, I think, was it Jack Black? Like this is fake, like mock-up old sci-fi covers from like the 70s.
Yeah.
Like looking like Robert Heinlein stuff, like Stranger in a Strange Land, except it's, again, the credits are done in this fashion. It's inspired, except I saw two movies
like
ago.
That.
That part's great, while like in the year 2525 plays in the background. It's great opener, and then it just gets so weird and not like in the best way. But it's one, again, you will just not laugh for 15 minutes and be like, what the hell am I watching? And then the movie will offer up 3 to 4 just guttural belly laughs out of nowhere. And I'm like, does that make a movie? Like, is that enough for you? Like, I sat through 90 minutes and 3 to 4 times I had tears in my eyes. And the rest of the film, I went to
just
make
dribble.
Ghetto microwave nachos, where I just put shredded cheese
yes,
on some
I
chips,
love that.
I've, and I nuked it, and I came back, and I missed nothing.
I've also done something similar and just put cheese on a plate and nuke it.
Really?
I'm a terrible person.
Do you have to attack that quickly before it hardens?
Yeah. Yeah. But if you wait, you could just roll it up and eat it like that. It is not bad.
No, I...
Because you can't get a handful of that shredded cheese without getting it on your pants.
I've
and then
thought
your dog
of that.
It's like it's blowing you.
I didn't want to be like Icarus flying too close to the sun. Like just putting the cheese on the plate and cutting out the middleman. Like I got to do the chips. Like I am...
I need the vessel.
I am Daedalus, I believe. His dad that didn't die because Daedalus wasn't an idiot like Icarus.
I believe it.
There you go.
I don't know any of that.
Yeah, if it wasn't, it sounds the same.
I believe you.
Icarus.
You're Greek.
Daedalus.
I believe any of those stories you tell me.
Stevicus. Yeah, exactly. Like that myth of the spider and the Corvette.
These were the books you got as a children.
Yeah, exactly.
I had R is for rocket.
Exactly. I was legit read Greek myths by my mom, so I know about Arachne and crap like that.
This is about your great uncle.
God, the show is almost at closing time, so there's something
Which is great, because we can also just keep going. I think we do a long episode, bro.
Okay, that works
or
for
not,
me.
I don't care. I mean, I'm hungry.
Yeah, let's... I want to get in...
We can wrap it up, and then we have material for later.
Yeah, I'm with you on the get out after an hour.
Okay, cool. Can I add something real quick?
Sure.
Well, we still got the listeners. I would like to do a call-in episode, John. I'm not trying to overrule you here, but I think soon we should do a call-in episode. So for you guys that... hanging out this long, please, you guys are the lucky ones. You guys should call in. Let's do an all call-in episode. Tell us if you got herpes.
You know,
we won't let you visit.
You know what I say to that? Spoken like a man who's never had a caller.
I know. You say it every time.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to get the people involved a little bit more because, you know, this was a twosome. I like it when we're a threesome because then I get to man the YouTube a little bit and I can do the comments section. You know, you got people in there
leaving
going,
me to co-host a show with a caller, I believe is what you're proposing.
No. That's not what I'm proposing. But that way they can be involved because I cannot be involved with somebody when it is just you and me and I have to pay attention.
No, we need a third.
We
typically
need a
third.
Guys, we're looking for an intern too.
Yeah.
You could be the next Butters.
Did I ever tell you that I posted, I have three stories and everyone hears them every episode.
Who wants
I
to be
posted
a Butters
an intern ad on Craigslist. And legit, the first hit I got, this is how lazy I am in life, was a smoking hot blonde. Like, I Facebook stalked her.
Throw this at you.
And she was stunning. And, like, just a senior over at George Mason.
Just love radio.
Yeah.
And, like, dudes that do radio. Like,
yeah.
Love. When I'm in the station, I just get so wet. Like, no, thanks.
I'm going to make that post.
Your number's
you know
too long.
That post is going to be my Tinder profile. And then...
see what happens from there.
I'll get into a lot of legal problems.
She'll come back to you.
Yeah, I really should. I should just friend book.
That's not a bad thing. What, I just, like friend book. We have to be careful.
Yeah.
Friend book TM.
We have. I should just give her a follow and be like, remember that show that like never followed up with you?
Yeah.
It's waiting.
You should totally do
like, I'm married with a kid now and making six figures.
But your Tinder profile should be like, just looking for an assistant for my radio show. And just...
That is
that's
amazing.
That's it. Just be like, hey, we can hang out if you... Like, this
I
doesn't have to be a thing.
I like deception.
I like this angle.
Yeah, I like deception.
Well, I wasn't even saying we would decept her.
Oh. That's a word. Yeah. Did you know that's the Latin root for Decepticon?
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. See, John, you're smart. Greek, really close to Latin.
Yeah. Autobot is from Latinaria. Auto sales.
Okay. That's going too far.
Mm-hmm.
That's too far, John.
Yeah.
I say you make that your Tinder profile. I think that'd make you something fun. If you're not taking it seriously, let's have some fun with it.
How about...
I would also do that with mine. If you want me to change mine,
if I put,
we'll make it something weird.
Looking... for a co-hostess for the radio show of my life.
Ugh.
You should have gone more uhs. That deserved the biggest groan.
Ugh.
There we go. There we go. I was lobbing it up to you, Norton. Oof. Just needed you to go, ew.
Bro.
Like
gross.
Jim Norton hearing Sam talking about anything.
Talking.
Yeah. Not horrible. Ew. Anything pure in life. Just
who
a
is
Jim
this
Norton.
Curly-headed.
Ew.
Fuck. Yeah. Sorry, I'm like looking at him like, press the F8. I would just want to cuss a little bit.
That's fine. You can.
It's
I'll just,
good.
I'll bleep it in the video, the version we give her.
We should do that, though. That would be fun. Do Tinder profiles that are like, it's just like, hey, just looking for somebody to help me with my garden.
Wow.
That's not a great one.
Yeah.
But let's say like, just looking for somebody
like,
to edit and film.
I would do.
That's it.
That
that's
sounds like
say.
We're going to do. A version of gardening that involves digging like a 6-foot hole, roughly human body in length, and then beating
have one
her
in
with
my
a
backyard.
Shovel and having my way with her both before and
let's
after.
Let's see where the
life
roses grow, baby.
Yeah. Where the red fern
that's
grows.
That's so smooth. I'm going to bury you with the roses.
Speaking of Facebook.
That's Mel Gibson, by the way.
There
literally
is,
said that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to bury you in the rose garden.
God bless that man.
Oh.
I'm not even saying that sarcastically. Like... Mel Gibson is
God
great.
Has blessed him.
Not so big on his
great
views
film.
Per se, but like, hey, who hasn't said something a little not PC while drunk or on air? But like, you ever watched
Don't
Apocalypto? Does it get better than Apocalypto?
It is pretty wild,
have you not
man.
Seen a Mad Max film?
It is.
He was Riggs or Murtaugh. One of those.
Apocalypto.
Is so good. So goddamn good. Apocalypto is the literal tease. I love it. I wanted
makes
to say,
me feel weird.
I wanted to tell a story Facebook related to put this in public domain to cover my ass before we get off air because I'm going to forget to do this eventually.
CYA, baby.
Yes. those are my actual initials. it's funny when I see CYA, by the way, complete aside. When I was a kid, that was the Chantilly Youth Association, and that's how I did sports. I was in CYA. And then I learned it meant cover
Don't
your
drop
ass
the soap.
Years later. Yes.
Cover your ass.
We have an improv teacher that I think we both really like and respect, Sean Westfall.
Super respect. Super
you shook
like.
Your head in the no way.
No,
you...
I shook it like, there isn't a better man.
Oh, you, that's like a, like he bent over.
Mm-hmm.
You're impressed by his ass kicks. Okay.
Awesome that, dresser.
You sound like every woman Tinder matched me with just now in front of you.
I did.
So Sean, I think about a week ago, put up a post. And he was said something about like today I'm doing this. My wife, linked name,
yeah,
is doing that. Like
it's Woman's Day.
Boy, I married out of my league or something like. It was, the post was along these lines.
Yeah.
If a guy does that, and I don't know what this guy's girl looks like, and this guy's in my life, I don't know about you, but I have a
you gotta
curiosity.
Check it out.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm not a pervert thus far.
No, I think that's completely understandable.
I want to see what you're dealing in. I want to see what you're doing. So I click, and I see Sean's girl, and I'm like, cool, that's who he's with.
Cool.
And then I'm like...
Back out? You're going about your business?
Well...
You're scrolling through the Facebook?
Well, so then I'm like, let's take a look at a few more pics, because I think the main pic that was linked was like her with Sean, and he's a guy that does Burning Man. So I said that like Bernie Man, like Bernie Madoff or Bernie Sanders, Burning Man.
He's absolutely not a Ponzi scheme.
It was like a very like steampunky photo of him, if that makes sense. Like it looked like he had.
No, I've seen those photos. It's cool.
It was weird looking, so I was like, maybe there's more of these. So far, not horrible, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm flipping through, and after about four photos, I didn't see anything else. I'm like, okay, I don't want to cross the line into any sort of weird stalking crap. And I X out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I'm like half, I have legit rolled out of bed. If you want to know my truest addiction, I just roll out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as my eyes have stopped blinking, like I'm a baby kitten and like I can process things visually, I grab
my phone.
The phone
is in your hand. Yeah. So you back out and you're on Cute Kittens National.
Doing whatever the hell. Yeah. An hour later, I'm driving and on my phone, because we all are. Let's not take the moral high ground on me.
Let's not lie, people.
Yeah.
I love it when people say, don't text me and drive.
And I see like that little red number one next to friends. Like I have a new friend, either a request or someone has accepted. I'm like,
oh, snap.
I don't know who this is going to be, because I'll be honest, I know enough people in comedy where I friended enough where occasionally it'll be like, hey, this like famous comedian you can friend, like his actual profile. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'll friend Nick Swardson, you know?
Yeah,
like
this a-hole finally took the bait.
Yeah, like something weird might happen here.
So you're expecting a real treat?
If it's Nick Swardson, the only weird that would happen is like on a very off night, he'd be like, hey, wanna blow me?
Yeah, we
so,
all know.
Yeah, so I check out who friended me, and it's Sean's wife accepting
your friend request?
Friend request.
What? I haven't even done that, weirdo.
I
know her.
I deserve to be called
that.
You've actually met her. I have not even met this woman. I somehow, I guess while half asleep and fat fingered, was just like, send that request. Let's be buddies.
That send request needs a confirmation.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yes, which I have on all my emails.
I don't use the app. I just use the website, which is like faster than the app, but a little more ghetto in the layout.
Also, it works to keep things
from
keep
auto
your
loading. Oh,
keep
that too.
Yeah. Ugh.
I hate auto loading video. It drives me berserk.
So oh yeah, I hate it.
I like. So I am mortified, man. Like there is nothing sketchier to me than like dealing with your friend's women, not to sound like a misogynist, the women possessions that your friends own without like them in the mix. Like my friend Rich Killiam used to drive me berserk because anytime I had a girlfriend when we're not to date myself, but he'd be like, hey, can I have her AIM name? And
no,
I'd be like, no, you literally have no business with that. Like, I have not.
That means you actually talking to her too. It's not it's not like,
what are you
gonna
do? Just read her
away
message?
Can I see a picture of this person?
No. I want to be able to talk to your girl.
That's weird.
Like, I don't know how long it took before I friended your chick, but it's pretty much like I waited. Well, your ex. I waited until it was like weird that we weren't.
Excuse me for crying.
I waited until it would have been weird that we weren't friends. Like, I think I've hit that point with Lingbox girlfriend.
Yes.
But I still haven't friended her.
Yeah, no thank you.
Because I'm not a fan of the act. It just weirds me out.
It's also unnecessary.
Yeah, like, I think I friended Oathman's girl after I was in their house, like, five times. And I'm like, well, it's kind of weird, like...
I believe it's acceptable in some cases where the other person is posting more than the other person.
Okay.
I also have friended Oathman's girl.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes.
So.
Before Katie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, oh, did you ever friend? You didn't friend Katie, right?
No,
yeah,
I did not.
You never really dealt with.
So, you know where my friendship lies.
Yeah, exactly. You're an O-man through and through. I can't blame you. Go with the pretty one. But I'm not a big fan of the act, but it's just so weird. Like, it made me picture the conversation that probably took place. Now, in real life, sure, I get it. She probably just saw this was like eight mutual friends. She's like, bleh, it's accept.
Mm-hmm.
But what I pictured happening was her getting this request, and like she and Sean are having breakfast.
Mm.
She's like, hey, Sean, this John guy is your friend. Why is he friending me? And Sean's like, why, he's a student of mine.
Why, dear?
I have no idea why he would have friended you. This is a gross crossing of all sorts of lines. I'm disgusted. And she's like, but Sean, this man's giving you money. Do I want to offend him and not pick it up? And then he holds her tightly like they're two Russian you know, peasant starving. It's like, we need his money. You have to accept. I felt like the king in Braveheart declaring prima nocta, where it's like, oh, great wedding ceremony. I have come to bang your wife now. Ho, ho, ho.
It's okay.
I'm somehow
it's
a sex
okay.
Santa.
Don't, yeah. It's okay. Don't cry for me.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll come back to you, my love.
How dare you, friend, my wife.
Of,
yeah.
I will think of nothing but you, sir.
Yeah, it's somehow like William Wallace's watching this friending, and that's what gets him to snap. So I wanted to just put that out there.
Yes.
I wanted to cover my ass. I did not have relations with that woman or whatever the hell, but I was trailing off and couldn't do the impression. And frankly, I see the home stretch and kind of want to just hit that outro.
There it is, the home stretch.
That's it.
You're going to let me sing the outro?
Go for it.
No, if I had my guitar, we'd make something happen.
On a completely, just not even an entertainment thing, just me asking you a question out of character, because these are character.
7 inches.
Well, okay then. Are you going to buy the Street Fighter reissue coming out for the Switch? I think like 40
I thought
bones.
About it. I don't know how the Switch is going to really hold up. I guess I don't have the Pro Controller.
Yeah.
So until I get a Pro Controller, none of that's going to happen.
Oh, you don't want to pay $40
also,
for a 25-year-old game?
How badass would it be if they made another joypad, though, for the Switch? That would be kind of cool. Like, they make a Street Fighter joypad, you know, for like most systems.
Oh, I think the Joy-Cons with different themes is just... Like, that's a certainty. That'll happen to us.
It's going to be magic.
Okay, now that we've lost everyone, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. He's Pete Maybe. Show website in papasbasement.com. Go there. Every episode we have ever done, as well as writings, whenever the hell we do those things. Find us on Facebook and like us there. All these things matter. If you have these services, like us, friend us. If you don't, make a profile and then just like us and never get on it again. I don't care if your Twitter account is dead. At Papa's Basement. Instagram at Papa's Basement.
Give us those followers.
YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. That way, anytime we go live, it'll give you a notification. You can watch us. You can comment back. It's a great way to participate with the show. If you do iTunes for your podcast subscriptions, leave us a review. Subscribe to us. Similarly, if you do Stitcher for Droids, same deal. That's it for us.
Oh, producer John nailing it out of the park. I'm Pete Maybe, at Pete Maybe. I also have a Tumblr, maybe, maybe, maybe not. I'm not going to be on that anymore because I'm moving over to PeteMaybe.com where I have all of my In Papa's Basement secret stuff.
Nice.
And I'm also going to be putting videos up there. And you're also going to see that if you subscribe to the Papa's Basement YouTube. Those are going to be on both channels. Also, I might put some of that on Slap TV, but that's something for us to talk about offline. Look forward to those, guys.
Till the next one. We're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on